Thank you, David Linse, dear Roman Glitschuk, your esteemed colleagues and guests. It's an honor and a pleasure to see you here today, and we don't take this for granted in this special time and with terrible tasks for you in your city. Mannheim and Czernowiecki have worked together closely since 2015. During that time, we have learned from one another and implemented successful projects in exchange, especially in the field of integrated urban development. We have also had the opportunity to develop personal connections with our colleagues in Czernowiecki and, of course, you, Mayor Glitschuk, via the remote possibilities of today. Until today, we only have the pleasure to meet virtually, as mentioned. That is why I'm delighted that we are able to meet here in Katowice, despite the horrible times that your city and your country are currently facing. Over the course of the last 4 months, our connection has taken on new meaning for our city and all of our residents. We have watched in horror as Russia violated international law and invaded Ukraine. And we have watched with admiration at you and the people of Czernowiecki have welcomed thousands of refugees in your city. Earlier this month, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "Tyrants do not recognize the rights and freedoms of local governments, and it is usually the free people in the cities which still choose freedom that put an end to the history of tyrants." We are seeing exactly this response in Czernowiecki, where the city administration and the people are defending democracy in Ukraine and protecting thousands of refugees who have fled the war. President Zelensky also called on cities around the world to stand with Ukraine and help rebuild the country and especially its cities. Just a few days ago, I had the honor of presenting the Benjamin Barber Global Cities Award to Oleksandr Slobozhan, president of the Association of Ukrainian Cities. Mr. Slobozhan accepted the award on behalf of all Ukrainian cities who are doing remarkable work to fight for democracy and protect their people. Mannheim is committed to doing exactly this and stands in strong solidarity with the people of Ukraine and particularly with the people of Czernowiecki. Shortly after the outbreak of the war, the city of Mannheim initiated, together with the local NGO, a call for donations to support Czernowiecki. So far, more than 380,000 euros have been collected. With these donations, we have financed several humanitarian aid convoys to Ukraine with more than 40 tons of supplies, including personal hygiene items, medical supplies, and basic food. Building on the strong partnership that connects our two cities, the Mannheim City Council has gone one step further. On April 5th, in a historical special council meeting, the City Council committed to providing direct financial aid of 1 million to support Czernowiecki as well as our twin cities of Chisinau and Bydgoszcz, which are also directly affected by the consequences of the war in Ukraine. Mannheim recognizes the remarkable efforts of its partner cities, which is why we have promised to help. With this aid, we support Czernowiecki with the purchase of regular service buses for the expansion of local public transport in order to adapt local infrastructure to the large influx of internally displaced people. We will further continue our support based on the local needs in Czernowiecki. During the special council meeting, the Mannheim City Council also voted to establish a town twinning between Mannheim and Czernowiecki. This decision was passed unanimously by all members of the council and underlines the strong support of our city for our friends and partners in Czernowiecki. This partnership agreement is an expression of mutual solidarity. We stand with the citizens of Czernowiecki and with all people who had to leave their homeland due to the war against Ukraine, especially those who have found refuge in Czernowiecki and Mannheim. Our agreement is based on our common conviction that Ukraine is a European country whose citizens have the unbreakable right to freely decide on the future of the nation. Today, we are committing together to promote local democracy and strengthen local self-government through cooperation projects and exchanges at the level of administrations and civil society. Joint participation in international city networks and European Union programs and initiatives can also provide effective support in this regard. Ukraine has already undergone a remarkable reform process in recent years. Decentralization and the strengthening of the role of cities have played an important role in this. A few days ago, European leaders made a historic decision and granted Ukraine the status of an EU candidate country, and the German cities strongly supported this. As the city of Mannheim, we want to actively cooperate with our partner city, Chernivtsi, in order to prepare the city for EU accession and to take advantage of the opportunities this will bring. I want to make it clear that not only Ukraine will benefit from this, Germany will also benefit from Ukraine becoming part of the European Union. Although we are signing this partnership agreement in a time of great uncertainty, this is a long-term commitment. Mannheim will be there for Chernivtsi when the war is over and reconstruction in Ukraine can finally commence. And we will work together in times of peace as well, as we already discussed. I know both cities will benefit greatly from this agreement. Mayor Klitschek, I am looking forward to a long and successful partnership and cooperation between our two cities.